I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Cape Symphony this weekend will offer what it calls a passport concert, this time to Africa, with a varied program that includes a world premiere.
I spoke to conductor Jung Ho Park about these concerts, and he said he wanted to give a look at Africa from a lot of different angles. What resulted is what he called one of the most exotic, adventurous, and ambitious programs the orchestra has ever presented. It starts with South African cellist Abel Salauche, who's going to make his U.S. symphonic debut with this concert. And he and two musicians who are also coming to this country with him are going to play the world premiere of a piece called 20th Meridian. That's an 8-movement piece about 8 different countries in Africa, and it's named for the longitude that runs through those countries. Also on the program is going to be Ghanaian-American pianist and scholar William Chapman Nyaho. The concert's also going to include other recognitions of the African-American experience, especially here on Cape Cod, through a collaboration with the Zion Union Heritage Museum in Hyannis. Those concerts are at 7:30 Saturday night and 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Barnstable High School Performing Arts Center.
If January is getting you down, you can get a breath of spring this weekend at the annual Orchid Show in Hyannis.
There's going to be flowers and color this weekend at the Resort and Conference Center of Hyannis because of the Cape and Islands Orchid Show and Sale. That's going to be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, and they've got all types of orchids displayed in a judged competition. The theme this year is All That Orchid Jazz, and besides the natural beauty you can see, there's going to be a variety of vendors there, and the show is going to offer different educational programs both days. Some of those are going to be tips on basic orchid care, growing miniature orchids, and getting your orchids through the winter season.
A different type of large show will be happening at Cape Cod Community College on Saturday, where the 3rd annual Cape Cod Parent Resource Fair will be happening.
This fair is put on by the Cape Cod Moms Group, and it's designed to connect local families with area resources, nonprofits, and businesses at the same time as they offer a day of fun. So it's going to take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at the college's cafe, and have all kinds of groups there offering information, but also have these kids' activities. Those are going to include a princess party, a dance session with Turning Point Dance Studio, a magic show with Magic Company, and music with Amy Wyman. The education portion of the event is going to include workshops with local experts. Each ticket holder is also going to receive free raffle tickets to win a variety of giveaways.
2020 marks the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims landing in Provincetown and then Plymouth, and there will be many events happening throughout the year. One of the earliest is on Sunday.
Well, this event is a double feature of sorts, and it starts at 2 p.m. Sunday at the Atwood Museum in Chatham, home to the Chatham Historical Society. First up will be The Turning Point, a talk by William Horrocks Jr., who's the volunteer curator of charts for the museum. He's going to talk about the Mayflower's crew's decision to stop their journey going south to the Hudson River and instead turning back to Cape Cod. Then after a brief intermission, there's going to be a sneak preview of Andrew Giles Buckley's film, Stephano, The True Story of Shakespeare's Shipwreck. And that features the life of Stephen Hopkins, who was the only Mayflower passenger to have been to the New World before. And that is when the shipwreck from that film's title happened to him.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.